All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. And Doug Thornton is with us. So he has a show called the American Vindicta Show. And so the combination of the two is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we've got a lot to go over here. And Doug and I have been kind of ramping up the broadcast schedule because the Intel Report is needed right now. We get into stuff that a lot of people don't touch. And so we're going to hit some things hard and fast with regard to military conflict. We may even get into a little bit about when they take all of the alternative media down, and I think that's a possibility. So we're going to hit a lot of things tonight. Before we get started, though, you need to think about parallel economy, and I say it every day, parallel economy. You need to have a lot of your assets out of the bank. You need to not have any retirement connected to a bank, and this is where my friends at Noble Gold can help you. And I'm going to give you the disclaimer. The FTC wants me to tell you, irrespective of what they didn't do with FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, but we're happy to comply. Anytime you do anything monetarily, there's a risk. And some risks are bigger than others, and I'll address that in a second. And future performance can't be construed from past performance. So, okay, we've done our due diligence here. Let me just say this. I have been an advertiser for 6 years, over 6 years for Noble Gold, and I've been a customer for over five. I think that speaks to where I'm at. And, you know, I've done pretty well in terms of shielding assets. Do I have more work to do? Yeah, situations also are fluid and they change, but Noble Gold is right there to help me, and they are not pushy. We can do two things here. Number one, I can send you a free information packet so you can protect your assets. You can't start over. I can't start over. This economy sucks too bad. So I'll send you a free information packet at davehodgesgold.com. Just click it, fill it out, and I'll send it to you. No obligation. No one's going to bug you. Or if you feel the urgency of the moment, call them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Don't let the grass grow under your feet, because CBDC is coming. The banks are going down, particularly the midsize. The four big ones will survive, and that may be the only ones. I'm telling you, folks, you don't have a lot of time. Everything that we've been saying on this show is coming into fruition right now. Speaking of coming into fruition, Doug, tell me something I just don't understand. Well, I think I understand if we factor in treason, but how can Yemen be crippling shipping and causing the rates to go up across the globe, and this is inflationary on a planetary level? Why is it that we just can't bomb Yemen into the Stone Age? That makes no sense to me.
Well, it's like we're really paused for effect currently. We're doing strategic strikes. But, you know, it right now, the Biden administration has agreed with the United States defense officials from the Pentagon to launch a full-scale military operation against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. And that's also the Red Sea. Now we're hearing rumors that the Russian flotilla may actually get involved. So when we get Russian ships out there, American ships, and we have British ships, this is going to be interesting, all right? Because it's a battle of proxy wars, which is very interesting, because Iran is bombing Syria, Iraq, and Pakistan. And then Pakistan is bombing Iran. So we have all these, you know, various little bitty wars that are starting. So we have Iran versus Pakistan, Pakistan versus Iran, Iran versus parts of Afghanistan, Pakistan bombing parts of Afghanistan. Iran's bombing Syria. Iran's bombing, they're bombing Iraq. Israel's bombing Gaza and everyone around them. And now you have the Houthi rebels in Yemen. So it seems, once again, the endless powder keg wars, which is the Middle East, are starting back up. And I mean, man, is this not perfect timing, 2024, and wars starting back up? You couldn't have timed this better. And it's always a bunch of little nations that nobody cares about and little proxy armies that nobody's going to miss. And, you know, I mean, what's sad is that you have innocent civilians who are dying in the midst of all this, but the politicians, for various reasons, need this to go on. I ask you this, do you think they'll actually have a full-blown war against Yemen? No.
No, and we shouldn't even involving ground troops. We know where they're shooting from. We have, Doug, we got infallible intelligence. We got the Space Command. I mean, it's like, we can't find them. They're mobile. That's a bunch of BS. That's a freaking
Here,
lie.
I got an
And
alert
anyone
here.
who knows anything knows that's a lie.
I got an alert here from Yemen. It says today there is a huge and unprecedented alert by the Houthis, and they have transferred large naval weapons into the Red Sea with missiles, sea mines, and explosive boats. I believe I'll forward this to you. It seems that they're preparing for a major event, and it is expected that a major naval battle will take place in the coming days as a result of the recent escalation between Iran and America in Iraq and the assassination of a senior Iranian leaders in Syria. Now, to talk about what happened in Iraq, we have now it's being recorded 70, I believe it's 70 U.S. service members who are injured from the missile barrage that happened in Iraq. And then we also have the WEF. Here, let me try and pull this up real quick. Let me see.
Well, while you're pulling this up, let me just finish my comment on the Houthis. We know where every missile's at. We know where every launcher's at. I
Well, they
don't
can't
care how
hide it.
many, I don't care if they hide it under their bed. We know where it's at.
Yeah, they can't hide it.
We have technology that we can see 2 miles beneath the earth, and that's 30 years old in terms of the patents. So this is just contrived by Biden and his administration to be doing what they want to do. This is a distraction. And also, too, I think they're going to bleed American resources so we can't respond to the Chinese and other places.
Right. And so now we have NATO, who is conducting a 90,000 man exercise in Europe. NATO's preparing to launch a 90,000 man European exercise in May. This is reportedly the largest exercise since the Cold War and will be based on the Article 5 activation. Man,
Where's
the
it going to
Article
be? Is it,
5
let me guess,
activation.
is it going to be Poland?
Let me see.
Do you know?
Oh, I'm sure they've dated it, but
Yeah, exactly.
the Operation Guardian, I'm not sure where it's going to be co-located. Operation Prosperity Garden. It's going to take place in multiple NATO countries. So, I mean, this is retaliation in this type of exercise for what obviously, you know, Russia's doing. But when you have 31 nations who are going to all arm at once at the same time in May, which is, man, just right around the corner, you have to ask yourself, what's going to happen in the next 2 months? Look at how crazy things are just in January. February is going to escalate. May, it's going to get potentially the height of that escalation, and it'll either increase and go through the ceiling, or it'll start to tamper down and decrease a little bit. But I don't know. As always, when you know NATO does something like this, you got to wonder: are we going to see another pipeline explode?
There
Are
you
we
go.
going to, you know, what's happening in the underbelly of this serpent that's going on? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, the agenda is number one to make money for the military industrial complex. And Congress is all too willing to fund it and let it go on because of insider trading, in which they make money from it. So those are the two most prominent things. But Doug, I don't think we can make this point often enough. We know what every one of these assets of these enemies that we're potentially facing, we know where they're at, we know what they're capable of, we know where they're going, and we have the capability of destroying them in a moment. And
Absolutely.
we don't want to because we want to perpetuate the conflict. Can you blend this into the election? Do you think this is going to have, excuse me, ramifications down the road for the election?
Well, Nikki Haley is the WEF and the New World Order's, shining star right now. And since DeSantis today, and today's January 21st, since DeSantis has dropped out of the race and now he's co-sponsoring Trump, you have to ask yourself, who is on whose side? The military-industrial complex, are they on Trump's side and America's, or are they on the WEF and the NWO side and, the banks? This is kind of where I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. It's a cloudy future when you look at this, because politics is muddying the water right now for global conflict. Everybody's worried about global conflict, and yet I almost think like it's going to take everybody's eyes off of Trump and off of the race. And the spring will release a whole new epidemic worth of conflicts in the Middle East.
You just you said the key word. I think this is the distraction. I think the pandemic is the coming martial law, continuity of government.
Well, I mean, it's being talked about. You got this whole Disease X crap that people are talking about all around the world.
It's not one thing, Doug. I'm doing a series on this. Disease X is a multitude of factors. One of them is the Vexus syndrome, and I've talked about that on Rumble. People can go look at it. But Doug, there's something else that I want to. We've talked about this before on the show, but now it's relevant to something. On November 27th, a press release was made in Denver, one of 13 major regional centers, which we knew nothing about prior to that date. And they have released Ebola vaccines, and they're giving it to people right now. Well, there's been a follow-up test, and this is absolutely phenomenal. I want you to hear this because I think this is going to be the kill shot that escalates across the country. The shedding rate for the Ebola vaccine released in Denver is 32%. So in other words, if you have three people around a person who would be vaccinated, one of those three people is going to get infected. That's what the shedding rate tells us. Now, a lot of people are afraid that the ground zero for Ebola will start in Colorado because of this and will spread across the nation. Now, it's hard to predict, what the RO factor will be, how fast it'll multiply, and so forth. But man, it seems like they're getting started in time to disrupt the primaries coming up in the summer, the
Well,
conventions.
and the WEF was talking about the potential for cyber attacks and going super strict on the internet, which is why they said Elon Musk was not allowed out there, because he was like the mass progenitor of misinformation, malinformation, disinformation. And so, look, we got wars, we got the rumors of wars, we got the pandemics, the rumors of pandemics. We have, it's quiet on the home front with Antifa, domestic terrorism. So be expecting that, garbage to happen. It would not shock me at all if 2024 was the year of the, Hurricane Katrinas and Ritas all over again. It wouldn't shock me, because I think at this point, the elite will pull out anything and
Everything, yeah.
everything that they can
Agree.
possibly do to damage the country irreparably, damage the country, damage the economy, make everyone upset. And so, and look, it's not conspiracy theory to say that they can't control the weather. Air Force owning the weather, 2024, right? We know they can.
Well, actually, we go back to they called it 2025 originally their documents, but what that really was about was this technology was exposed by Nick Begich with patents in 1997. This is old technology. When I was talking about the ability to find Houthi weapon systems and that we could look underground 2 miles, that's a 1993 patent.
Harp.
from Eastman Kodak. Yeah. So, God knows what they can do now. So I totally agree, but you hit on a good point. I think we're going to get hit with the kitchen sink
Yeah.
because listen, they're desperate. When you have Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Union, stand up and say at the World Economic Forum, our number one challenge is not climate change, it's misinformation and disinformation. Translation, we have to shut you up so you can't warn your fellow citizens about what we're going to do to you.
Well, I mean, whose misinformation? Whose malinformation?
It's their
Whose,
genocide. It's their
yeah,
genocide, Doug.
whose disinformation? I mean, have you seen the federal government lately? They're all about it, right?
Know.
They're all about it. So anything to curtail Americans being exposed, pissed off, and motivated to get out of the house and to do something more than just, write a funny meme or mean tweet to show American provocation is either what they want or it's what they don't want. And if it is what they want, then if you were intelligent, what you would do is you would draw out as many people as possible for another January 6th like event, not going up against the Capitol. The event that really happened was the intelligence gathering operation.
I would agree.
That was the real initiative of January 6th. They could have cared less that it was Trump, and they could have cared less that it was Biden. It's the fact that they got so many fish in one net,
Yep.
and they're going to cast that net again. And they're going to try and get more people on the docket again that they can charge, that they can harass, that they can silence. And this is potentially the year where they start going after podcasters like us, where they start going after radio shows like ours. They start going after
Yeah.
these internet personalities like Alex Jones
Let
and
me
all these other
interject
guys.
your string here because there's one that I don't know if you're aware of this. The World Health Organization came out Friday, and the head of it said that we need to jail all journalists who challenge the official medical narrative.
Yep. I love how these people have all declared themselves to be God on earth. Kings and queens. They're all kings and queens. These people, they're really safe when they're at their little private meetings with their little private guards, their own private police force and militaries. But they forget how vulnerable they are when they're away from their little attaches. And they forget that you piss people off enough, they'll come find out where you are. They'll come find out where your families are. That's what they did to Trump. That's what they've done to Republicans. That's what they do to all different kinds of people. And so, it makes me think, like, are these people deliberately evil and stupid, or is there like a cunningness to this? Are they trying to draw out as many people as possible to
Sound like a
see
fox.
what
Yeah,
they'll do?
exactly. Well, they did that at the World Economic Forum. Did you see when they had the round table with the head of the Heritage Foundation?
Oh, yeah.
And they let him speak. I mean, after they go give their globalist gobbledygook about we're going to do this to him, we're going to do that to him, he gets up there and he makes 6 points about, and when Trump is elected, this is what's going to happen to you. And I was thinking, why would they let him talk? And I'm thinking, then I started thinking, I thought, because I think they're measuring what to expect. I
Yeah,
think that was a beta test.
they're measuring the impact because
Exactly.
there will be a push, there will be provocation, there will be rebellion. Look, what did Klaus Schwab say? 2024 is going to be the year of rebuilding trust. Whose trust? In Klaus Schwab? In the new Nazi movement? In the WEF, the New World Order? I mean, there's plenty of pink-haired, ring-nosed, amphibians out there who are on their side. I get that. But for the most part, men and women around the world, at least here in America and the West, are waking up to the fact that these people do not have your best interest in mind. I don't care what kind of degree you had in college. You don't have to be a brain scientist to understand these people are evil. They're evil. They want to live with their boot on your neck. These people are diabolical, and their schemes and their politics and their bank accounts all prove it. So, you know, I don't.
You know, I did a psychological analysis of some of the major figures connected to the WF. Now, I don't know about Klaus Schwab, but I do know about Bezos, Gates, Zuckerberg, and I did a host. And by the way, folks, in case you're not familiar, I used to work in the field of psychology as a therapist, and I taught it for decades. But and I'm not saying I'm God's gift, but I'm saying I'm qualified to make diagnoses. And what I found was a couple of things. Number one, extreme narcissism, which we already know is true. I'm stating the obvious there. That was the first thing I found. But then I also found what we would call antisocial personality disorder tendencies. And what that means is they can commit horrible acts of harm and deprivation towards individuals and feel absolutely no remorse. I see evidence of that over and over. But when I looked into their childhood, Doug, as a causal agent, in other words, what do we know about their childhood? Every one of them was a picked on punk. And Gates was the worst, man. He acted out sideways like crazy. This guy was a real delinquent. And Bezos wasn't much better. I mean, the guy exposed himself on a Twitter feed to his mistress before he left his wife. I mean, come on. I mean, how psychologically healthy are you when you do that? But these people had deprived childhoods. And Doug, there's a defense mechanism out there in psychology. We call it overcompensation. And we all use it. If we are perceived to be weak in one area, we'll tend to overcompensate in another area to make up for it and be strong in that area. That's really not that bad. I mean, you know, I look at that can actually be a healthy adaptation, but they carry it to an extreme. They were so shunned by their peers in school and to some degree their families, their dysfunctional families, that they vowed, I'll never be vulnerable again. And they realized that money brought them power. Power buys them invulnerability, and they can never be victimized again as they were in their childhoods. And so as I process this through, what we're looking at here are people that want to dominate every aspect of your life and eliminate all threats because they keep reliving the theme from their childhoods. I hope I made that clear, but I developed that on YouTube before they got rid of me. And that might be one of the reasons they got rid of me, even though I'd never been told.
Well, I mean, these people are sociopaths. They're psychopaths. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you can say as a preacher of the Word of God, I'd tell you that they have a little problem of what we call idolatry, pride,
self-worship. Yeah,
pride. You mentioned power. Well, the word I would use is corruption, and power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing wrong with having power. The problem is what power attracts. Power attracts typically the wrong people. The people who typically want power don't ever want to relinquish it. And with their power comes their pride and their self-idolization, and they want to control everyone and everything. And that's why I say these people are psychopaths. Psychopaths. Because it's the same problem that we had with Caesar. Well, you know, for emergency reasons, we'll make Caesar the supreme commander of Rome, and then when the rebellion is done with, you know, he'll relinquish it back. But once you have that much power, and you think you can, you know, fix problems on your own with your power, you don't relinquish that. And these guys, these little, you know, meat sacks like Bill Gates, you know, the problem with these little guys is that they cannot relate to the average man and woman because they've been so detached.
Yep, that's
for
right.
So many decades being in that billionaires club, they don't understand what the average man and woman around the world go through. And so they think, well, how I'll solve that problem is I'll just start killing them all, because really I don't need to solve their problems. I need to solve my problems. And my
Well,
problem is
it's
I don't
paranoia.
need all these
You're
people.
describing classic paranoia, which is an outgrowth of antisocial personality disorder. By the way, you use one of the key terms. Antisocial personality disorder today in the modern text is a combination of the old psychopath and sociopath rolled into one. And these people, they view us as threats because they view other people as threats growing up. And look at what how they're reacting, Doug. They want to control what you eat. They want to control where you live, what you can say, what you can worship.
Your
They're
birth
into
rate.
control. They're into micro control over everything, and they actively plan to limit lifespans. They call for depopulation. Their words, not mine. We've talked about that with John Kerry and others. So when you look at this, they are paranoid individuals who view the world as a threat based on their childhood.
I want to
And we
relate.
need Doug. There's no fixing this.
I
We
want to
can't
relate.
negotiate. We can't negotiate with these people. This is the point I want to make. You can't work it out with these people. They're
No.
so embedded. They want you dead. And I'm telling you, people, at some point in time, everyone's going to have to pick up the pitchfork.
It's the same problem with Moses and Pharaoh. Okay. Was when Moses was given the command to go tell Pharaoh, set my people free. Or else, if you take out God from that, as in your Pharaoh, in your mind, the most powerful man on earth, a living God, would you listen to Moses? Moses, you're a nobody. I'm Pharaoh. I'm not going to set anybody free. I'm not letting my slaves go. Same thing. Go to Joe Biden, go to Pennsylvania Avenue in DC, and tell Joe Biden, set my people from January 6 free. Who's the president to listen to any of us? Right? He's not going to listen to us because we're nobody. Same thing with Bill Gates. Same thing with Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Stop poisoning the food. Stop making it so that nobody can freaking buy anything. Stop destroying the real estate so that you're shaming everybody into the point that they're either forced to sell or rent because they can't buy anymore. They can't sustain their lifestyle anymore. You people are ruining the world. You 1% of people are ruining the world for 99%. But yet that 1%, they hold sway with the most powerful political leaders and military leaders and leaders of industrial complexes, all industrial
Well, you know why?
complexes.
They recruit like-minded people that they can blackmail.
Yes, Jeffrey Epstein. There's a connecting value right there, Jeffrey Epstein. And so it's all blackmail. It's blackmail and favors and scratch my back and I'll bomb your enemies. It's what is the average man and woman to do about this? Prepare. This they will
Prepare
do
to
what
stay
they
out of
say
the
they're going
way.
to do.
Prepare to stay out of the way or prepare to fight.
Both. You better be ready for both. Yeah, these
Agreed.
people, unless God intervenes, will do what they say they're going to do. They have been doing it. Occasionally, some things don't happen or don't happen in their time frame. But I mean, you all communicate with this now. You all buy stuff with this now. You all have smartwatches, smartphones, and laptops. You all have credit cards and debit cards. This is an evolution of technology, of technocracy, and eventually all this stuff is going to be used to put a little bitty chip of some kind or some kind of mark into your hand. That's what it all comes down to. If you look at it from a biblical perspective, which is why atheists and agnostics and Satanists and all these other people, they lose their minds. Like, how can these people be so evil? Where is this coming from? And as a Christian, you go, well, the Bible tells you where it's coming from, and the Bible tells you where we're going. But we know Jesus comes back in the end, and Jesus destroys all of God's enemies. We understand that. But there's a point in time between now and that return. We're still here. We still got to deal with these problems. We're not going to be in fear. We're supposed to have total faith in Christ. But you have to understand, hey man, if these people can start another third world war, they're gonna do it. if they can find a way to completely blanket the world in some form of techno enslavement, they're going to do it
That's
because
true.
prophecy says all these things are going to be built up to the Antichrist beast system. So expect it to happen. Expect it to happen.
I want to put a further identifier on what you said. I don't think it's 1%. I think it's far less, but I know you're using that as kind of a pejorative term. But let's just say 1,000th of 1% or whatever the number would be. But the identifiers that I think we need to get the public to think in terms of, these aren't people that we have political, ideological differences with. These people serve Satan. They're quite clear about this. They are perverts. They think nothing about cutting their kids' genitals off to further their perverted agenda. And they're individuals who want 90% of you dead. And they are serving the other side as we approach tribulation. And the sooner that people come to realize there's no negotiation with these people, the sooner we can start to formulate responses. Let me ask you a question, and I know you don't have a crystal ball. Does Donald Trump survive to run for president?
Depends on how good the Secret Service is.
We already know that. 1963, baby. Let's go 14 miles an hour, leave all the windows open, and not have the. You get the idea. We've been through that, okay? The Secret Service can be compromised as they were in 1963, as they were with Ronald Reagan when he was shot.
Well, DeSantis supports Trump now. Did he always support him? Vivek.
I think yes, but I think his ambition made him an adversary.
Yeah, Vivek, he supports him now.
No. Vivek is Klaus Schwab educated. He's one of them. He's Nikki Haley,
Oh,
the
hold on.
male rag.
Hold on. Regardless of the fact, we've seen Trump make this error before.
True, I agree.
We've seen him befriend people that he should have kept at arm's distance or at least on a choke chain. And Nikki Haley should not have any position in the administration. Vivek Ramaswamy shouldn't have any position in the administration. I say Ron DeSantis, either let him continue to stay as Florida governor because he does a great job there, or
He
give him
does.
something else. But he should not. And just this is me judging character and the evolution of our knowledge and understanding of all these guys. I don't believe he should be the vice president.
Okay, change my mind on this statement then. He comes the closest to Trump in their ideological views. Okay, and I think that's quite clear. So why shouldn't he be looked at as a VP candidate? So if something happens to Trump, we at least get a similar facsimile with DeSantis.
The reason why I say that is because everything that is going to be done imaginable, like from 2016 to 2020 against Trump, is going to be done probably way worse 2024 to 2028. And I would rather see DeSantis continue to build his political prowess and continue to help further establish Florida as a safe haven for people rather than getting into the political mire of DC. If he can stay away from the irradiated, poisoned pond of DC, the longer possible, the better. And I say that because I would hate to see anything like Pence happen to DeSantis. I think Pence was an inside job the entire time. He was a
He was.
compromise.
He
He was a
was.
compromise. But if we break off into total war, I don't want to see Trump taken out and then DeSantis taken out. That's what I would hate to see. Whoever Trump puts in needs to be a bulldog. And DeSantis is not a bulldog. DeSantis is a cool, calm, collective, let's sit back and have a meeting and talk about this kind of guy. And that's good presidential material in
You
certain
explained
times.
it well. You explained it well. So who's your choice?
I don't have one. I don't have one.
How about we flip a coin and the winner steps up? for maybe the loser.
I will undo something I said the other day. If needs be, let Tucker Carlson try it.
Yeah, I knew you were going to. That was your default card.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying, Doug, I'm not that far. I'm not that. Listen to me. Do I trust him? Without hesitation. Is he intelligent enough to do it? Absolutely. Does he have the character? Does he have the strength to stand up to the buttholes that are in Congress? Yes. No question. I just think he's more effective where he's at.
I think he is. I don't see why he couldn't continue to do what he's doing. He's just interviewing people. I mean, he's the vice. If so, he would be the vice president. He can do whatever he freaking likes as long as he doesn't talk about classified information. Let him have a freaking talk show. Who cares? Everybody would pay attention. Once again, the same thing with Tucker. I would hate to see Tucker get polluted within the DC swamp. I don't think it would happen. I think if you put Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump together on the same card, World War III would start almost immediately, because they know for a fact the border's getting locked down. The economy is probably fixing to get ravished. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who fix and get arrested. Because I personally believe they mean business, and Tucker Carlson would hold Trump accountable. I think he would hold him accountable. He wouldn't. I don't think Tucker would be afraid to tell Trump what to do, where I think DeSantis would be afraid to tell Trump what to do.
You know, I'm going to say this, I truly am. I'm not saying this for baiting reasons. I really do mean this. When Clinton was defeated in 2016, Putin instantly came out and said, if she was elected, we'd have launched a first strike. And there's a trust there between Trump and Putin where they feel they can work on their issues. They've shown this. This is why the Democrats had to invent the Russia, Russia, Russia BS and go after General Flynn without any evidence, because they wanted to drive a wedge between Putin. Because can you imagine if Russia and America had really aligned with what happened to the World Economic Forum would have been in a place of hurt. So I think that Putin, you said a war will start instantly. It will not start from Putin, not if Trump is in.
No, well, I mean, just NATO did not like Trump. They didn't like Trump.
They want the war. That's why.
Well, and this is why you see Poland and Europe, who are actively trying to start a war with Russia, I believe trying to start it before Trump can get in and solidify those relations with Putin again. Because what is the European Union going to do when you have America on one side and Russia on the other, who's telling you, knock it off, stop sending stuff to Ukraine? I mean, I'm not saying that Putin is a good guy or Russia is the land of the free. Putin is not a good guy. Putin is a dictator. Russia is ruled by oligarchs and gangsters and criminals and rogue, you know, military figures. We have always known this.
Yes.
And it was the bastion of hope for communism for the longest time.
But I have a caveat, Doug. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There
and
you
Putin
go.
Hates the World Economic Forum more than he hates the United States.
Hey, all I can say is you don't see amphibians walking around everywhere up in Russia. Maybe it's too cold for our amphibian friends in Russia, but you're not seeing Islamic terror attacks in Russia. You're not seeing amphibian behavior or de-evolution from amphibians. You're not seeing the WEF. We're going to make people eat bugs in Russia. Russia has taken all these people that are from Scandinavia that are being kicked out of their farms and saying, hey, you got ran out of your farms? We'll give you a 300-acre farm,
awesome.
Build you a house. Your kids will go to school for free, and we will pay you to be in that house and to farm, and then we'll pay you what you grow. We'll pay you to grow it, and then we'll buy it from you. Hey, America. When's the last time we did that for our farmers? Hey, European Union, you are literally going to be eating bugs. because you're driving out all the people who are going to feed you. Yeah, I mean, you think the gender studies fluidity people are going to feed you? No, man, it's the farmers. It's the rednecks. It's people like me who are going to be feeding you. So, you know, if you're smart, you would take the people who sustain a country food and you would make those people flourish. But in America and the European Union, we're killing it. In Russia, they're like, hey, come to us and don't listen to any of these naysayers. We'll take care of you. Now, there's a bunch of people, Dave, who listen to us who are Russophiles. And they think you and I are like Russian and Putin apologists. We're not. We're just saying when you compare apples to oranges, look at the attributes of America and our political regime and compare that to what we just talked about in Russia and tell me which one is going to ostracize you the least. Because in Russia, you can't say anything against the KGB. You can't say anything against Putin. And you damn sure can't run against him politically. We get that. But neither can you do that in America anymore, apparently.
No, you can't. You know, you're right on the money with what you're saying with this. Okay. The one thing I think that I look at with Putin, I wouldn't want to live under that system. But I'm telling you, America needs allies. We can find it. And I'll give you one comparison. When there would be a nuclear war, an anticipated nuclear attack on Russia, they have already rehearsed taking millions of people to shelters. Okay, they've at least tried to pay lip service to civilian survivability. In this country, we don't even pretend. We just ignore the population. And so who cares more about their people, the Russians or this perverted administration? You see, people, I'm not supporting. You're going to say, oh, you love Russia. No, no. I'm saying at least they're trying to get their people to survive a nuclear war. We could care less. Our government could care less.
When World War III starts, Russia is going to be like, nah, it's the way it's always been. America is going to devolve into the days of Noah. And Russia, these people already live like this. They've already lived like this. And they know how to survive because of it. It's a violent land. But in America, your violence is subtle. It's subtle. And you are taken over by policy and by law and by the next new wave of, we got to be nice and equal to this person for these reasons now. And you just allow your rights to be completely eroded away to eventually we'll just give away the First Amendment and Second Amendment because, well, we need to be kinder and nicer and gentler. Well, you ain't going to get that in the motherland. If only Americans showed the tenacity that the Russians did, Russia would never think twice about messing with America. Now, militarily, could we probably go over there and stomp the dog crap out of Russia? Most likely. Most likely. All right. However, comma, we will eat ourselves. We will eat ourselves within the first month of not having electricity. We're not prepared for that. And your politicians know it, and your politicians know that there's 500 million plus guns in America. There's enough for everyone to kill each other. You don't have to go pass them out. There's enough guns for everyone to be paranoid enough to kill each other, spread a couple plagues during that point in time. And, if someone sneezes within your vicinity, you'll be trying to kill them. There's enough of that going on. We don't have to worry about being invaded. And that's why when the WF talks about cyber attacks, I sit back and I go, these bastards really are planning on doing this. They really think this is the time to do this. They really do think it. And we know, Dave, for a fact, the political elite are gearing up for this. They're gearing up.
That's why they're building the bunkers.
The 15-minute city. Is it for them or is it for us?
Well, it's for us, but it's for their protection. Remember, they operate out of a paradigm of paranoia. And, you know, and also too, Doug, this is the unspoken statement I don't need to convince you of. But what does history show when you herd people into tightly crowded concentrations? I just used the word, they're concentration camps. Genocide follows. When they talk 15-minute cities, they may as well just say Auschwitz.
Dachau, Treblinka, Auschwitz, Birkenau. Do your research. Do we need a repeat? I mean, I'm not gonna say we have an out of control government, but we have a runaway train of a government. A runaway train. Who's gonna stop it? Who's gonna stop Biden?
Well, we
If
don't
Biden
know what
gets
they're going to
elected again,
do.
who's gonna stop the dude?
We don't know what they're going to do because they have no moral boundaries. They have no self-regulation in their behavior.
No, these are people who celebrate killing unborn children in the
I
womb.
know.
They
That's
want to
right.
euthanize you if you're depressed. They want you to eat bugs. They don't want you to have electricity. They don't want you to own your home. They don't want borders. They don't want nationality. They don't want you to have a strong economy. They want you to completely depend on them for everything. These people want total power and control, and they'll abuse it. They have abused it. They'll continue to abuse it. And then they sit back and they smile in their ballroom gown meetings and they say, who's going to do anything about it? Nobody.
Are you
Nobody.
surprised that retired spec ops haven't carried out assassinations?
No. Because they're what?
I am a little bit. I am.
They're the same as me. They're the same as me. I just wanted to be left the hell alone. I wasn't 5, 6 years away from retiring by the time I got out of the federal government. And I just wanted to have my little piece of property off on the side of a mountain somewhere and to be left alone and to never be thought of again and just receive my paycheck in the mail and ride out the rest of the sunset.
When
That's
does
all I want.
the
That's what we all want. We don't want to be messed with. These lunatics and psychopaths, they're the ones who want to go and do that. Guys like me, like, I've already been here, done this. I don't want to deal with any of you people anymore.
Let me ask you a question now, Doug. When does the American version of the Viet Cong arise?
You have to push the boundary. You have to put, when I can't take my child to school anymore. When I can't go to the grocery store anymore because of X, Y, and Z reason, when I literally had to take a team of guys with our guns hanging out the car windows just to go and fill up gas cans at the gas station,
Yeah.
it takes Americans to be pushed to that level. And even so, what happens in, like, let's say something happens to the border town of New Mexico, those people are only going to worry about their little bitty border town and their little bitty area of operations. They're not going to give a shit about what happens over there in Washington, D.C. What are they going to do? Abandon their families, caravan all the way to Washington, D.C., where you're already outgunned 50-1? No. And the political machine knows this. You gotta, when you really look back at politics, you gotta understand when you're empire building, you keep the people poor enough, dissatisfied enough, but distracted enough to never rebel against you. Right? Hello, Colosseum.
I think there's a fine line.
Well, yeah, Rome still was brought down through internal turmoil and
Okay.
rebellion.
And what caused it?
Politics.
And well,
Politics and economy.
people weren't getting their basic needs met.
Yeah,
And that's
politics,
what's going to happen
economy,
here.
and then and actually politics, economy, and an influx in immigration.
See, I predict we're going to see plebes by day and Viet Cong by night.
Very few people. You won't see
I'm
one
not saying
third.
now,
You
Doug.
won't see one third of 0.5% of people do that.
If you don't have anything to eat, you can't feed your kids, the game changes.
I don't know, man. Look, I'm not here to put up my
How'd you
finger.
get the Viet Cong to do it? I mean, why did they do it? Farmers by day and warriors by night.
Where are the warriors in America?
Bred from necessity. Here's the other thing too, Doug, I'm talking long range too, because the Vietnamese people were subjugated by three different countries over a 3-decade period.
But
So
that's that.
they had lots of conditioning to get ready for this.
But
But
that's the thing. We don't have that.
I don't, well, okay, the world moves faster now. So I would say this. I think you can accomplish the same thing with abuse for 2 years. But here's the deal. The other side, if I can figure this out, the other side will too. And that's why John Kerry is calling for the genocide card before people can get to work.
Okay, I agree to that. I agree to that. When you see the end of the road, you either jump off the train or let it smash into the side of the mountain, right? I get that. But you have a conditioning in America where people, the warrior, have been bred out of them. The alpha male is no longer the most looked up to character. It's the beta male wearing the freaking princess dress. That's what all the little boys want to be now. And the men want to play like they're little girls. The girls want to think they're boys. We are not the epic warrior nation that we were. We are what you call civilized, castrated. That's what we are as a nation. You have a small percentage of us, a small percentage of us, who cared enough to join the military, to join law enforcement, to put our life on the line, to learn those skills, to say, I will die for a paycheck for people who don't care about me, for my ethics and values and my honor, courage, commitment, integrity, blah, blah, blah. But when you get exposed to the real evils of politics, you realize that all those patronizing words mean nothing to the people that you're following orders for. And so even there, the establishment breaks down in warriors who are trained and skilled at war, who've been to war. Even we sit back and we say, I'm not doing this shit anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. Who's going to come to back for me? Hey, think about this. Has Donald Trump bailed out anyone from January 6th yet, or is he too busy fighting court cases?
There's no bail. Let's see what he does if he's elected. That would be the litmus test there.
And seven people have already died. They don't come back.
I know.
Look,
I'm not
this
hearing
is
it, but don't blame Donald Trump. He has no control over the situation.
no. I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm blaming the egomaniac that is Donald Trump that he plays on TV. Donald Trump wants to be president more than anything else. How many times did he ever publicly go out on Twitter, on Truth Social, and all these other places, and lambast the left and the right about and putting pressure on as a former president for human rights violations against, the UN for the treatment of January 6th prisoners?
Well, I would say he has addressed it. Has he addressed it forcefully enough as I would have done? No. But let's see when he's president, because he's already strongly hinted at the fact that pardons are coming.
That may be great. Strongly hinted. Hillary was supposed to be in jail. The wall was going to get finished. We weren't going to get wars anymore. What I'm saying is, I'm tired of trusting politicians, even if I like them, even if I think, yeah, Trump's probably our
Well,
best
okay. All
bet.
right. I agree. Okay. First of all, you're talking two different planes. There's the physical plane and there's the spiritual plane. And the physical plane is not perfect. Donald Trump is the only girl in town right now, though, unfortunately, for any
Unfortunately.
shortcomings. For any shortcomings. We don't really have a choice. And this Republican primary really exacerbated that statement. But I'll also say this on the spiritual plane, there's no enemy that God can't vanquish, but it would take repentance and revival.
Absolutely.
And everyone says, well, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. And I say, okay, are you going to sell God short? I can't say it is going to happen. I can't say it's not going to happen. Nothing's beyond God. What we can control is we try to lead a revival.
There's enough Christians in this nation that if we gave God no rest, that means gave God no rest. That means
Yeah,
Christians
I hear you.
day and night pleading with the Lord. Watch what he would do. How do you know? How do you know? Look what he did for Nineveh. Don't ever sell God short. But at the same time, people are so frustrated and down in the dumps by the politics, by the economy, by all the crap that's going on, that they're like, you know what? I'm just going to take care of me and mine. Well, you know, and ignorance is not bliss on that part.
How about the first group of Israelis that didn't do anything but bitch and complain, and they never got the promised land, and then it was the next generation that did.
Well, and that's why all of us fathers and mothers, it is so important that we show our children the proper way to protest, the mm-hmm. proper way to assemble, the proper way to dress and to address people, instead of dressing down people all the time and screaming and say, oh, today I'll just leave a funny meme on tweet and that'll be how I protest against the government. No, that's not how you do it. You have to teach real history to kids, and you have to be real leaders and real examples.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are perfect here. Dave nor Doug has a perfect idea of how to restore this union. It's a people that has to decide. And you know what eventually has to happen, Dave? We have to have an accordance of the people without the politicians involved. Hey, politicians, you're not allowed in here. This
God,
is
God will the bypass people. If you did what could be done, if what you're saying here, if that happened, God would bypass the politicians.
Yeah, I believe so.
But we haven't created those conditions that would invite God to say that we're worthy or ready to do what would be necessary.
What I would hate to see is that we had to get pushed to the brink of World War III, or to be in World War III rebellion, you know, civil duress, in order for the people of God to say, okay, we're losing control, time to go to God. Because that's what the children of Israel were forced to do all the time.
That's right. That's right.
See, the problem with Israel is that Israel knew their God, but Israel also thought that they were untouchable because God said, I am with you. Trust me, I am with
okay.
you. All right. But the problem is they made a religion out of themselves. That's what they did. Their own hubris. They made a religion out of themselves.
I agree. But I'm going to give you a little parallel here. Moses was a murderer hiding out in the desert. And at 80 years of age, God said, you're on. You're my man. You're going to do this. You're going to deliver the Israelites. Now, Donald Trump is certainly not a perfect man. God doesn't use perfect men all the time. And I think that Donald Trump, he may not be a godly man, but he might be God's man in this case, maybe. And Doug, I'm just saying that is an open proposition. Hey, we're almost out of time. This has been very productive because I think we've done a good job of point counterpoint where people are allowed to make up their own choice. But folks, we don't have long to decide which way we're going to go. Doug, tell people how they can listen to the American Vindicta Show.
GSradio.net, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time frame if we're ever taken off of YouTube. You can always find us over on Rumble. By the way, the Common Sense Show is no longer on YouTube. That's why the Doug and Dave Intel Report is, just to piss off our friends at YouTube.
How's that going? Is that
going good? It's going good. It's going good. Nothing's happened yet. Praise God. Make sure you go to Rumble and that you subscribe to the Common Sense Show at Rumble. We also have the Intel Report that's at Rumble. We haven't been keeping up with that too well. It's kind of like a secondary fallback because we knew eventually.
I've been publishing it, Doug. I've been publishing the Intel Report.
Yeah,
I have.
Yep, we got it on Rumble. We got it on YouTube. Also, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Listen, YouTube is eventually going to shut us all down. They're saying in 2024 they want to shut us all down.
That's right.
Rumble is under attack by the SEC. So if you can't see us on either one, you got gsradio.net. They'll never shut us down there. And then you also have thecommonsenseshow.com and .tv. You'll be able to find us there as well.
Yeah. I'm also on Red State Talk Radio, and I'm working with Scotty Sachs to syndicate our show in big numbers. So, yeah, you know, we're working, folks. We're doing the best we can do. We always can use your help. Doug, really well prepared for this. I'm impressed with what you brought to the table. But I have a feeling we're back in a few days doing another show because things are moving so darn quickly. But anyway, thanks so much for your input. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this to you right now. It's past time that you stop sitting on the sidelines, and not that all of you are. In fact, I want to say this, a lady today. I'll announce it tomorrow, probably. But she's taking up the tossthemall.org to get rid of primary out Rhino Republicans. And we're going to work on that together. And she's going to lead it. And we're going to
Awesome.
work on that here. So I just wanted to make that announcement. And on that note, Doug, we're flat out of time. We got to scoot. Thanks a lot.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.